各位同学大家好，我是李若曦 Roxy， 很高兴和大家见面了。今天我们一起来学习一下新概念第二册的第23篇课文 A New House， 新居。时间有限，我们简单的积累一些单词和表达，希望这些东西将来可以给大家的口语加分。另外，希望各位同学在学习单词的使用的同时，也可以多多留意自己的发音，为将来训练听力打下良好的基础。首先，我先来给大家朗读一下这篇课文。I had a letter from my sister yesterday. She lives in Nigeria. In her letter, she said that she would come to England next year. If she comes, she will get a surprise.We are now living in a beautiful new house in the country. Work on it had begun before my sister left. The house was completed 5 months ago. In my letter, I told her that she could stay with us. The house has many large rooms, and there is a lovely garden. It is a very modern house, so...It looks strange to some people. It must be the only modern house in the district. 这篇课文大概描述的是，作者得知他当前住在尼日利亚的姐姐明年要来英国后，在给姐姐的回信中提到他们当前新居的情况。因为这栋房子很现代化，而且也是那个地区中唯一的一栋现代化住宅。所以希望到时候可以给姐姐一个惊喜。接下来我们来看一下课文解析，看看有哪些单词和表达是需要各位同学积累的。首先我们先来看第一句话。The house was completed 5 months ago. The house was completed 5 months ago. 这栋房子是在5个月以前竣工的。这栋房子是在5个月以前竣工的。这句话里 complete 做动词表示完成。来看两句话。I have just completed my essay. I have just completed my essay. 我刚刚写完我的论文。我刚刚写完我的论文。Essay, 论文。Essay.论文。This book took years to complete. This book took years to complete. 这本书耗时多年才写完。这本书耗时多年才写完。Take 表示花费时间。Take 花费时间。除此以外 ，complete 也可以做形容词，表示完整的。来看几句话。No garden is complete without a bed of roses. No garden is complete without a bed of roses. 没有玫瑰花圃的花园是不完整的。没有玫瑰花圃的花园是不完整的。Without 表示没有。Rose 是玫瑰花。Bed 可以表示苗圃。Bed, 苗圃，玫瑰花圃是 a bed of roses, a bed of roses. 再来看一句话。It shows a complete lack of understanding by management. It shows a complete lack of understanding by management. 这表明管理层对此完全不了解。这表明管理层对此完全不了解。在这句话里 complete 的意思是完全的。complete 完全的。lack of something 缺失。lack of something 缺失。再来看一句话。The resignation was a complete surprise. The resignation was a complete surprise.辞职是个十足的意外。辞职是个十足的意外。在这句话里 complete 的意思是十足的 complete 十足的，而辞职则是 resignation resignation。 我们来看第二句。 In my letter, I told her that she could stay with us. In my letter, I told her that she could stay with us. 我在信中告诉她，她可以和我们住在一起。我在信中告诉她，她可以和我们住在一起。在这句话里有一个动词值得同学注意， stay 表示在某城市、旅馆或别人家的暂住、逗留。来看几句话。 He tries to stay a few months every year in China. He tries to stay a few months every year in China. 他每年都会争取在中国住几个月。他每年都会争取在中国住几个月。The president stayed at the National Hotel. The president stayed at the National Hotel. 总统下榻在国家大饭店。总统下榻在国家大饭店。They invited me to come to dinner and stay the night. They invited me to come to dinner and stay the night. 他们邀请我去吃晚饭并过夜。他们邀请我去吃晚饭并过夜。Stay the night, 过夜。Stay the night, 过夜。Now that you're here, now that you're here, you better stay. Now that you're here, you better stay. 既然你已经来了，最好还是住下。既然你已经来了，最好还是住下。Now that, 既然。Now that, 既然。Nothing stays the same for long. Nothing stays the same for long. 任何事情都不会长期保持不变的。任何事情都不会长期保持不变的。Stay the same, 保持不变。Stay the same, 保持不变。Stay, 表示保持。我们来看第三句话。The house has many large rooms and there is a lovely garden. The house has many large rooms and there is a lovely garden. 这栋房子里有许多大房间，还有一个漂亮的花园。这栋房子里有许多大房间。还有一个漂亮的花园。Large 做形容词，表示大的、大型的。来看两句话。The creature lives mainly in large rivers and lakes. The creature lives mainly in large rivers and lakes. 这种生物主要生活在大江大湖中。这种生物主要生活在大江大湖中。Creature.表示生物 creature 生物。 In the largest room, 20 or so people are sitting on the carpet. In the largest room, 20 or so people are sitting on the carpet. 在最大的那间房里，地毯上坐了约二十个人。在最大的那间房里，地毯上坐了约二十个人。 Or so 表示左右。20 or so, 二十个人左右。Big, 最通俗常用，强调比正常的程度、范围及规模的标准大，常用于修饰人、物或者数量。而 large, 强调远远超过标准的大，可指数量、体积、面积、容量的大。比如说，一件大码的 T 恤衫，英文是A large t-shirt, a large t-shirt. 一杯大可乐，英文是 a large coke, a large coke. 这句话里还有一个形容词是 lovely, 表示令人愉快的、美好的。来看几句话。He has a lovely voice. He has a lovely voice. 他的声音很动听。他的声音很动听。It's a lovely day. It's a lovely day. 今天天气真好。今天天气真好。It was just one of those lovely old English gardens. It was just one of those lovely old English gardens. 那正是一个那种古老的英式花园，非常迷人。那正是一个那种古老的英式花园，非常迷人。One of those 表示那种。One of those 表示那种。Ahead of you on the right.There will be a lovely garden. Ahead of you, on the right, there will be a lovely garden.
在你的右前方会有一个美丽的花园。在你的右前方会有一个美丽的花园。
Ahead of you, on the right.
右前方。
Ahead of you, on the right.
右前方。我们来看第四句话。
It must be the only modern house in the district. It must be the only modern house in the district.
它肯定是这个地区唯一的一栋现代化住宅。它肯定是这个地区唯一的一栋现代化住宅。
Modern, 新式的。Modern,
新式的。做形容词。来看几句话。
Modern technology has opened our eyes to many things. Modern technology has opened our eyes to many things.
现代科技开拓了我们的眼界，让我们了解了许多事物。现代科技开拓了我们的眼界，让我们了解了许多事物。
Open our eyes. Open our eyes.
开阔眼界。开阔眼界。
In many ways, it was a very modern school for its time. In many ways, it was a very modern school for its time.
从很多方面来说，这所学校在当时是非常先进的。从很多方面来说，这所学校在当时是非常先进的。从很多方面来说
，in many ways.
从很多方面来说。
In many ways. For its time.
在当时。
For its time.
在当时。
Time
可以表示时代。
As the country's economy prospered, a modern army is urgently wanted. As the country's economy prospered, a modern army is urgently wanted.
随着经济的繁荣，建立一支现代化军队。迫在眉睫，随着经济的繁荣，建立一支现代化军队迫在眉睫。
Urgently,
急迫的。
Urgently,
急迫的。
Wanted,
有需要的。
Wanted, 有需要的。
这句话里还有一个单词是 district, 做名词，表示地区。来看几句话。
I drove around the business district. I drove around the business district.
我开车在商业区转了转。我开车在商业区转了转。商业区的英文是
business district. Business district. A new town has grown up in this industrial district. A new town has grown up.In this industrial district.
在这个工业区兴起了一座新城市。在这个工业区兴起了一座新城市。
Industrial district.
工业区。
Industrial district.
工业区。
The busiest shopping district in Beijing is around Wangfujing Street. The busiest shopping district.In Beijing is around Wangfujing Street.
北京最热闹的购物商业区是王府井大街一带。北京最热闹的购物商业区是王府井大街一带。购物商业区是
Shopping District.
shopping district. The new railway will benefit the district. The new railway will benefit the district.
新铁路将使这个地区得益。新铁路将使这个地区得益。
Area 使用范围最广，表示的地区可大可小，但通常不指行政分区。District 通常指一个国家或城市的行政分区。
所以以后大家在使用 district 和 area 这两个单词的时候要多加留意。
好啦，时间有限，今天就先跟大家分享到这里，我们下次再见，拜拜。